Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message. I wanted to teach this morning about a man named Paul to give us an idea of what we should be doing. I'd like for us to turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 12 and going from 12 to 15. And I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 15. The word of the Lord reads, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." This passage of scripture is one in Christendom that we often talk about and we often look at. But this morning, I want to approach it in a different light, from a different perspective, so that you can really see that this man, Paul, who wrote this, was really speaking of continuing to press forward and to continue to do things in spite of. And with this, today I want to use the topic, what's in your bio? What's in your bio? And a subtext, is it current? What's in your bio, and is it current? Now, first, I want you to really get an understanding of a bio. You see, because you have your resume, you have a CV, but today I want to talk about the bio. It's really your professional life, your career, written in a different format. It's written in a story-like fashion. And when you look at the bio, it is designed to tell whoever reads it who you are, what you do. And it talks about your experience. It talks about your achievements. And it really somewhat backs you up with some truths, some facts, and some figures. It's your story in your own words, but truth. So that what happens with your bio when a person reads it, it lends credibility. It gives credence to who you are, and it helps to define your brand. And we're looking at it now from a natural perspective. And I ask a question, what's in your bio? Have you developed your own personal bio? So if anybody comes up to you and asks you for it, I ask you about you, young people, do you have your bio? Professional people, do you have your bio? Is it current? Your bio can be used for many different purposes and put in many different places. You know, a lot of people have it on their website. They have it in their marketing materials, and it's included in books and different types of publications. Why should you have a bio? Why should you have one? It's basically, it keeps you at the forefront of what's going on. It keeps you pretty much current and credible in the eyes of the people you associate yourself with in that particular industry and in your realm. Your bio is what helps to develop your brand. It helps you to get potential clients, potential customers, potential jobs. It helps you. What's in your bio? And now I ask you if it's current. You see, what am I doing to stay current? Your bio sets the foundation for who you are. It differentiates you and it sets you apart from the crowd. It sets you apart from your competitors. And I know you may be saying, how is he getting this concept of a bio out of this scripture? Well, see, when we look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15, here the Apostle Paul is talking about running a race. He is using the analogy of a runner in place of the believer. You see, as a believer, we have this goal to be Christ-like, which means that we must continually be doing something. We must continually be active. And I like this. Paul says, not that I have already attained. And that's King James. What he's saying is, you know, he's saying, I don't have it yet. I haven't grasped hold of it. I don't have it as my personal possession. And the scripture is dealing with the whole process of sanctification. But he's saying, I don't have it. And I'm not perfect yet, but I am striving to be more Christ-like. And he's saying, I am actively pursuing, I am pressing, I am actively doing things in order to achieve Christ-likeness. He is doing things. He is constantly creating and constantly building his bio, meaning that he's building his bio based on the things that he's doing for Christ, so that when people read it, when people see it, they will understand that his personal brand is to be like Christ. When they read his bio, they will understand that he is actively pursuing sanctification to be more like Christ. He's saying the reason I am doing this, he says, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He's saying, I am doing this so that I can eventually, I'm running, that I can eventually obtain perfection. because perfection is what Christ wants out of us. It is the reason that Jesus took hold of our lives. It is the reason that Jesus saved us, saved me, and made us his own so that we could actively pursue righteousness, actively pursue holiness. Paul is here speaking of being more spiritually mature. He says, I forget those things which are behind me. And I ask you, is your bio current? Is what you're doing in your day-to-day jobs, is what you're doing for Christ? If you put down your Christian race bio, are things current? Because here Paul is saying, I forget those things which are behind me. He's saying not that I literally forget the lessons that I've learned, but he's saying I'm not resting on all the deeds and accomplishments that I did in the past. And I'm not wallowing in the sins and the past things that I've done to keep me from moving forward. He is saying that I'm going to forget those things and actively pursue and actively do, because the goal is Christ-likeness. I want you to understand that no matter what you do in life, success is not a destination, but yet it is a journey. The goal of becoming more and more like Christ is a journey. And Paul is saying here, no matter what I've done in the past, I've got to keep going. I've got to keep adding to everything that I do to eventually reach that point of sanctification. And that's why he says, I press, I'm actively pursuing, I press, I'm putting my whole mind, my body, and my soul. This word press refers to aggressive, energetic action moving forward. And this is what Paul did. He did it. And why am I talking about a bio? Because you may already won a championship. You may have already obtained a degree. You may have a job, but you must stay current and active and relevant and keep adding things so that you will grow professionally. And we must continue adding things to our Christian bio so that we can grow spiritually. Because look, you may have been number one in sales last year, but what are you doing right now? You may have won a Super Bowl last year, but what are you doing right now? You may have had a revival last year, but what are you doing now? You may have hosted a men's retreat last year as a part of your bio, but what are you continually adding to your bio? You may have won the best in class award, but what are you adding to your bio so that you can continually show that you are up to date? You're with the here and now and what's going on. You see, if you stop learning, you stop living. If you stop doing, you start dying. You notice sometimes that people who often retire and sit around and do nothing, they don't last too long. You have to continue to do things. And that's why I'm talking about Paul today. I'm going to ask you, yeah, have you ever seen that person that you can tell when they stop buying clothes because their wardrobe dates them? Their wardrobe bio is not up to date. In business, you can't rest on where you are and your past. You have to continually do things. And here's the thing, even though we may be doing a lot of things, but is it relevant to your purpose? Is it relevant to your mission? Is it relative to your vision, the things that you're doing? Because we can fluff up a bio with all kinds of things and all kinds of stuff, but is it relevant to the mission? And Paul here is saying that he is running a race. He's running a race and he's actively pursuing the things of God because he understands the importance of going. He understands the importance of doing things. So now what I want to show you and have you look in comparison, what is in your bio? I want to talk about Paul for just a moment. Because when we look at the life of the Apostle Paul, his bio is extraordinary. There are 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New. And if we count the book of Hebrews, on Paul's bio, it shows that he wrote 14 books. 14 books of the New Testament. This man, Paul, did so much. He had missionary journeys where he traveled all over the world, helped to found churches and build ministries. He was running this Christian race. He was running the race, actively pursuing things. He wrote Galatians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. He wrote Romans, Ephesians, Philemon, Colossians, Philippians, 1st Timothy, 2nd Timothy, and Titus. Oh, my goodness. But I want to share with you some things about Paul to let you see his bio. And to ask you the question that what's in your bio today? When we look at Paul over in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, here we have him speaking. He says, "But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses." What can you write on your bio with regard to the ministry that you are doing so that when people see your bio, they know that you are actively pursuing the things of God, actively pursuing Christ's likeness, actively running that race, actively pressing towards the mark of that high calling? Paul in verse 5 says, "In stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left." Look at this portion of his bio. Paul is saying, no matter what was going on, when they beat me, I still ran the race. When they imprisoned me, I still ran the race. This is a part of his bio. What's in your bio to make you relevant to your audience? What's in your bio right now that makes you relevant in your profession? And I like over how Paul writes it in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 21 through 33. Paul goes on to tell you a little bit about himself. Paul says in verse 21, "I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak, how be it wherein soever any is bold." Here in parentheses, it says, "I speak foolishly, I am bold also." Here this man is about to break it down, what he's going through and what he's done, to show you his qualifications that he is able to run this race. He goes on to say, "Are there any Hebrews?" He says, "So am I." He said, "You want to be Hebrews, those who are keepers of the law? Here am I." He says, "Are there any Israelites?" He says, "So am I." "Are they the seed of Abraham?" "So am I." Paul is laying it out here that y'all want to declare all these things and put it in your bio, but so am I. He says, "Are there ministers? Are they ministers of Christ?" He says, "I speak as a fool." He's telling you right now, he say, "I'm more." He putting his own story out there on the table. "I am more." He says, "In labors more abundant." He said, "I work more than any of y'all." He says, in stripes above measure, I done took a whooping for everything that I'm going through. He says, in prisons more frequent. How many of y'all been locked up for preaching the gospel? Here is his bio, letting you know who he is and what his standards are. He says, in death's off, he been placed in death's way so many times. And then look at this. He says, of the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes, save one. They beat him 39 lashes five times. Look at this bio. He says, thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times, he said, I was shipwrecked. A night and a day, he been in the deep. He was hanging on in the midnight hour on pieces of broken boards. This is a bio. He says, in journeys, he's in the perils of waters, in the perils of robbers, in the perils by his own countrymen, his own folk were after him. Now, this is a bio. And when you look at this bio, it's relevant to what he's doing. He's running this race. All of this could have kept him from doing the will of God. But when you read his bio, it inspires you to say, I got to run on to see what the end going to be. He says, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in the perils among false brethren. This man, Paul Bio, he done said, he said, I done been in harm's way all kinds of ways. But yet, I'm still going to run. He says, in weariness and painfulness, in watching, those are sleepless nights he's talking about, in hunger and in thirst, in fasting, in cold, in nakedness, when he didn't have anything. Look at this bio. He was still saying, I'm going to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. What Paul says here in Philippians, he understands that complete sanctification. My total sanctification will not be complete until I'm called home to be with Jesus Christ. Therefore, I must continue to run this race. I must continue to do things. I must continue to activate my gifts. I must continue to do the will of God in the here and now, so that when people read my bio, they will understand that I'm holy. They will understand that I'm true. And I ask you again today, what's in your bio? Is it current? Oh, hallelujah. Read to you Paul's bio. And he just kept on going. I want to read you another part of his bio from Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 through 9. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh. I can have some confidence in myself. If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I'm more. He's saying if anybody in this world could have confidence in their own skills and abilities and their knowledge, he says, I can do it. And not only can I do it, I'm more. Because now he's laying out his pedigree and his bio. He's forming his story with everything. He says, I was circumcised on the eighth day. Oh, that's when you were supposed to do it back then. He says, I'm of the stock of Israel. He's up there. His bloodline is that he's of the tribe of Benjamin. He says he's a Hebrew of the Hebrews, and as touching the law, he's a Pharisee. He told him, I know more about the law than y'all have probably forgotten. He says, y'all will never catch me. He says, concerning zeal, you want to talk about my dedication and my commitment. He said, I persecuted the church touching the righteous, which is in the law, blameless. He said, everything that the law required, I did it. This man, Paul, laid it out. But what I want you to understand that he was constantly and consistently adding to his bio, adding to his bio, that we will understand that success that sanctification is a process and that we must keep on going. We must keep on moving in the midst of everything on a natural perspective in your bio. Are you constantly adding things to it? Are you taking additional classes in your profession? Are you continuing your educational credits? Are you adding to it? Are you constantly learning so that you're up to date, you're relevant with the new technology, the new ways of doing things? Are you relevant? What's in your bio? Is it current? I want to break it down to you now. Because we are running this race, pursuing sanctification, pressing towards that mark, what have you added to your bio recently? If I were to look at your bio, does it still have stuff that you've done for the Lord 15 years ago? But do you have something that's current right now, here and now? Are you doing things? What are you doing during the pandemic to add to your bio? Or if I read your Christian bio right now, is it outdated? Is it things that you've done so many years ago? Is it things that you've done weeks and months ago? But how can you stay relevant in this time? How can you stay pertinent in this time unless you add daily to your bio? Understanding that I've got to keep doing things. What am I doing now? In my process of sanctification, what am I doing to continue pressing? What am I doing right now for the kingdom of God? What am I doing as a ministry leader? What am I doing as an evangelist? What am I doing as a pastor to continually pursue after righteousness and holiness, to continue to pursue after the things of God, that when I show people the bio, they will say, oh, his brand is righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. What's in your bio? And I shared with you Paul's bio, but I want to share with you Jesus's bio, because here is his bio. It's the Bible. I can't put all his accolades in this sermon. But I want you to understand that in the beginning, when I said your bio helps to build your brand, your bio helps to differentiate you from somebody else. When I look at Jesus, oh my goodness, his brand is holiness. And that is his brand. And when you look at the Bible, he says, be ye holy. God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. When you look at his bio, it shows you who he is. His bio differentiates him from any other religious leader, because in his bio, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father but by me. His bio differentiates him from everybody else. Does your bio differentiate you from everybody in your profession? Does your bio state the truth, or is it fluffed up? Does your bio get people to want to buy your goods and products? Does your bio get people to want to ask you to come and pray for me? Does your bio get them to ask you, come and pray for me and with me? Come and just be a listening ear. Is it in your bio? Well, I have to tell you, in Jesus's bio, he laid down his life and he got up out of the grave. That's some power. That's power in his bio. But you say, Vincent, oh, you said you must continually and continuously add to your bio. Well, you're telling me that Jesus's bio is the Bible. And you want to tell me that this document was written so many years ago. But I want to tell you something about this document. I want to tell you something about this book. It is quick and it's alive. Oh, it is ever changing your life. It is ever changing individuals' life. It is current. But I'm going to break it down even further. You see, Jesus is constantly adding to his bio. Oh, did he wake you up this morning? That's something he did for you. He added it to his bio. It's current. Did he bless you? He added to his bio. When he heals you, he adds to his bio. When he answers your prayers, he adds to his bio. Oh, I am so glad today that Lamentations 3 and 21 says that his mercies are new every morning. With new mercies every morning, he adds to his bio. Oh, my goodness. Jesus' bio tells you about him. His bio is holy. His bio sets the standard of his brand is holiness. Oh, when you look at your bio, whether it's professional or spiritual, I'm going to ask you today, is your bio current? Is it current? Is it showing that you are demonstrating moving forward? Because I got to go back to Philippians 3 and 12. Because in your bio, it says, I press. In Philippians 3, 12, verse 14, it says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. Does your bio give any indication that you're continuing to move in the things of God? Are you continuing to move in the power of God? Are you continuing to add to your bio daily? I'm telling you, no matter what you do in your life, no matter where you are, you have to do something daily. You got to be up to speed. Oh, my goodness, my Lord, prayer will never go out of style. But how we're praying today is different than how we prayed 6 months ago. We're praying by way of the airways, so our bio is current, because you gotta stay relevant. You must stay relevant in order to communicate. I'm not saying let down your standards. I'm not saying compromise holiness or who you are, but you must remain relevant. Does your bio show that you can communicate to people across all different languages, across all different backgrounds, across all different ethnicities? Are you relevant? When we look at Paul's bio, he showed that he was very much relevant to the things that were going on. So what am I saying? You have to be active to add to your bio. You cannot become stale. You cannot be idle. You cannot be, as my drill sergeant used to say, stagnant like pond water, but you must be flowing like rivers and streams of water. What's in your bio? When they read it, will they know that your brand is holiness? When they read your professional bio, will they know that you are one that can be counted on? When they read your business bio, will they know that you have most up-to-date technology, most up-to-date products? What's in your bio? And as Paul says in Philippians 3, 12 through 15, in order to have an active bio, in order to have a relevant bio, we must press. We must continue. We must go on. We must not rest on our laurels. We must not rest on what we produced yesterday. We must not rest on the sermons that we preached yesterday. We must not rest on the things we sold and the awards and all of that. What's in your bio? Your bio is an active document stating who you are, what you believe, what you stand for, showing who you are, building your brand. And I'm going to tell you, in the spiritual race, the brand is holiness. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I'm going to close with this. You may put a lot of things in your bio, but I'm going to tell you, let it be true. Let it be right. Because we often hear The saints of old say, only what I do for Christ will last. Because in that final day, when you stand before the Lord, will he be able to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant? When he looks over your bio, can he say, well done, thy good and faithful servant? You may have a lot of things on your bio, but are they relevant to your mission? Are they relevant to your business? Are they relevant to building the kingdom of God? That's why I love 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, oh, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Here we saying, whatever you do in the Lord, it won't be in vain. Whatever that's on your bio that's building the kingdom will not be in vain. Whatever you're pursuing, here the Bible says, be steadfast. Don't stop. Keep going. Keep moving. Don't quit. Be unmovable, though the winds may blow, though the economy may shake. He says, be unmovable. Always abounding, always doing, always being active, always pressing toward your mark, pressing towards your goal, pressing towards your mission, pressing towards your vision. Oh, relentlessly going after it, attacking it, holding on with like a bulldog. He says, because when you do it, it won't be in vain. And the things that you do actively for the Lord, put them in your bio. Because all people have to do is read the word of God and they'll know how good God is. And when they read your bio, they will know how good God is to you. And they will know how good you are to God. And even on a secular level, when they read your bio, they will know how good you will be to their business because how good you've been to other businesses. They will know how good your products are because of the news and the reports that have been written and are clipped and a part of your bio. They will read your bio and know that you are relevant. You are what they need. My question is, what's in your bio? Is it current? When I read it, will I say, this is what the kingdom of God needs? Be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding, press toward that mark, because your living will not be in vain.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.